At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, we're going to put the controversy of last week beside us.
Okay.
And we're going to move forward, even though the man who won last week won under protest.
So I thought we'd put that behind us.
Right now, we are putting it behind us after we again point out...
Bring it up that for the fifth time today.
The man who won last week was aided...
You're talking about the El Champion?
Aided by... You are not Latino or Spanish in any way.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit. With this tracksuit.
That is...
It's pretty street. Pretty cool.
Pretty street?
Yeah.
Okay. Not in those shoes.
You're hanging out in the break room.
Where would you wear them?
Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Those?
Yeah.
The Senior Olympics? He set a record for an 89-year-old man. He made it around the track.
That's pretty street. Street track.
It's 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Wind In, and here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps. You guys send them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She takes that post and removes street names, town references. But if you listen.
Yeah, to listen.
You have still enough cool clues.
Why not going for a while so I'm relaxed?
In the post, see, he's already done paying attention.
Too
he's
now.
Done
I'm paying attention. I'm enjoying the show.
I'll catch it on the second time.
What did I tell you? Exactly. That you will be able to figure out what town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester we are talking about. You call us up at 252-WCMF, and we have an open phone line to figure out where they wind in. So last week, again, falsely, Tommy won. I was disqualified.
I thought we're putting this behind us.
We're putting it behind us right now.
Tommy did win fair and square. Whether or not you feel you should be disqualified is a different argument.
Look,
he picked one town and one town only.
All of it. Many people are saying that last week was
many.
Many
people.
Many people are saying this. All right. So because Tommy won last week falsely, he will be picking last from the Ben Hole.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next 20 minutes. You will be sitting alone.
Proud to be in Ben's hole.
Ben's big old black hole.
Best hole I've ever been in.
All right, Kimmy?
Yep.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Skyline! Pittsburgh! Victor! Where they whining?
How many times do I have to say it? Outside lights, off at night.
Oh.
Please. This is doing more harm than good. I'll attach the information again for your viewing if you're someone who ignored it the first time. I don't get the point of leaving your outside lights on all night long. No wonder you're all complaining about your high energy bills. Our street is lit up like a Christmas tree. That's bad for the environment and negatively affects wildlife. Both humans and animals rely on circadian rhythms to survive. Not only are you disrupting...
They broke up.
Not only are you...
You're picking last. Shut up.
Not only are you disrupting everyone's sleep with your bright lights shining in their windows, but you're also screwing up the natural light patterns for birds, insects, and plants. I could go on and on, but it's all better explained in the attached document. For those of you that comment, I don't care, over and over, and there are a lot of you.
Ha! Maybe you know your post is bad if they keep commenting, I don't care, over and over again.
You should care more about your own health and the health of our ecosystem. And for the other 90% of commenters that fearmonger and say it deters crime, you're wrong on that too. It's not preventing a thing. Has a motion light ever stopped someone from swiping something off your porch or deck? No. People will do it in broad daylight and smile right into your security camera. What does a front porch light do? You see people posting this all the time. Give your neighbors, birds, and plants a good night's sleep, and for the love of God, turn off your darn lights at night.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy would normally go first because it's in his contract, but again, he's in Ben's hole, so I am up here. This is east side.
Okay.
But it's not too far east side. Because
so
they,
it's close east.
Close east, yes.
Okay.
Well, they bring up people complaining about their energy bills. Mm-hmm. That knocks one town off right away.
Okay.
On the east side. So that person's gone. It's a place where crime, people may be concerned about crime.
Yeah, yeah.
But not enough where they should be concerned about crime. And there is enough nature in the town where this person had to bring up the fact that the lights screw up the wildlife. And that narrows it down perfectly to the one and only right answer. They whining.
Yeah.
In Irondequoit.
Oh my God. You go there all the time.
What?
You when's pick the last time I picked Irondequoit?
When's the last time I picked Irondequoit?
Last week, probably.
No, I didn't pick Irondequoit last week because I was disqualified.
I bet you picked it once a month.
I pick it up once a month. It's easy. It's Irondequoit. You have Durand Eastman Park there. You have people that are scared that crime is getting terrible, even though the crime statistics there aren't that bad. And you have your own police department,
by
the way.
What about the circadian rhythm?
Circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would involve
do they have that there? Do they have circadian rhythm?
Are you
don't
saying it with a Z?
Don't let it be. Because he's acting out because he wants. This is normally where he says words, but he can't say his words right now because he got to go last.
Can't say his words.
Can't say his words. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule
what's
only.
That?
You get one town.
Okay.
One town. If you are on hold and hear someone else say the town you wanted to pick, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, call again next week. We will not be offended. Or when we pick up the phone, pick a different town.
Mm.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then it went, you have been disqualified. And the commissioner, although flawed, has all final say. Are we ready? Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Hilton.
Why Hilton?
I'm thinking we're in the neighborhood outside of the city. We don't have a lot of street lights going on because otherwise this wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't need your outside lights. And if they're worried about wildlife and they can't be too close to the city, it's got to be a little more rural. So Hilton seems to fit the bill.
Ooh.
You're from Hilton, Cody?
No.
Oh, you said we. Okay. All right. So we got you for Hilton. Tommy, what do you think? What are you doing? What, are you playing baseball?
What's going on in there?
I'm
going
to let you go, Cody. Hilton?
What's up?
What do you think?
That's a fine town.
Well,
people
I mean,
out that way.
In regards to this game, is what I'm asking.
Oh, I have no opinion.
You have no opinion? First time in your life, you have no opinion.
I have no
opinion. Man,
no
the show is so much better when you're like this. I have no opinion. Continue to have
no opinion on that pick.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, I'm whining in my truck right now, Duffy, man. I got bronchitis, and I got the worst hemorrhoid of my life. So every time I cough, I feel like I'm going to blow out an O-ring.
Thanks for that. Like, but as far as the game goes, Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
Thoughts, Woody?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the whining in Webster.
Why Webster?
Same reasons that you picked our favorite place.
You wanted Irondequoit, didn't you, Woody? You wanted Irondequoit.
You know I do. You know I do.
Ah! You've been disqualified, you bitch-ass bitch!
I didn't say the word.
Oh, I said, did you? Gimme, you are the commissioner.
You said that's the pick you wanted.
Well, oh, no, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Pat literally asked you, is that the town you wanted? And you said, you bet it is.
Oh, well, I guess I got to give Duffy a little bit of joy since his marriage is falling apart.
This has been the least fun day of my life. Woody, I'm glad you have bronchitis and a hemorrhoid. Thank
Sorry,
you for the
Woody.
Call.
No, he has an itchy O-ring.
By the way, all you ladies, calm down. Don't get excited. My marriage is not actually falling apart. I know. I could see all the women rushing to the front door of the studios as soon as they heard that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Webster.
Jumping right in like a dick. Why Webster?
For every reason that's been said already.
Okay, great.
Because Woody couldn't get it.
All right, Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. So, Tommy, you lived in Webster for a while.
Yes, I did.
Thoughts on Webster as a pick?
I'm sorry?
What are your thoughts on Jay's pick of Webster?
I enjoyed my time in that town.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In Webster?
In that town. I sure did.
You think you're not going to disqualify yourself today? Yep. It's going to happen. You're going to trip up like an idiot, and we're all going to laugh at you because you suck.
No, an idiot shoots himself in the foot.
Dude, that
straight
idiot?
Out of the gate.
Idiot?
After he came up with the rule. That's an idiot.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get to someone we like.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, unfortunately, we only have Christine. Hey, Christine, you're on CMF. Where are they whining?
You're so mean. My God. Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because everybody leaves their lights on, and everybody thinks that there's no crime, and everybody's got wildlife, and that's just the pick.
Well, I mean, you live in Pittsford, Tommy. Thoughts?
I do enjoy my time with my wife and her house.
Poor Pat. Still bitter. You are still very bitter, Pat. You need to let it go.
No, I was having a grand old time until like right now. Right now.
You're just mad because I was the first one to play this game and disqualify you about a pool float. You're just bitter, bitter, bitter.
So we did do a poll. And we just got it back. It's internal research because we do a lot of research here at the radio station. And Christine, congratulations. You've won the least popular voice on WCMF.
Well, I'm glad that I've won that because you held that title for a very long time.
Oh, brutal,
Christine.
Got you, buddy. Brutal. Christine, thanks for the call. I can't take any more.
Wow.
Christine Barbs. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Neil. Neil, where are they whining, buddy?
Gotta be Victor. There's a bunch of tree huggers out there.
Bunch of tree huggers because they want the lights off? No. Tommy would be screaming about the lights for the electric bill.
I'm going Victor. I got the same mentality as you, Duffy. It's got to be east side, but I'm going far east side. A lot of tree huggers, a lot of darkness out there. They like it dark and they like trees.
Okay, Neil, great. Thanks for the call, buddy. You don't spend a lot of time in Victor.
No, I mean, not really.
Those aren't words, man. No. Can we just qualify people for not speaking English on this show? Speak American! Do it! All right. Everybody on hold, sit tight. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining us?
How many times do I have to say it? Outside lights off at night. Please. This is doing more harm than good. I'll attach the information again for your viewing if you're someone who ignored it the first time. I don't get the point of leaving your outside lights on all night long. No wonder you're all complaining about your high energy bills. Our street is lit up like a Christmas tree. That's bad for the environment and negatively affects wildlife. Both humans and animals rely on circadian rhythms to survive. Not only are you disrupting everyone's sleep with your bright lights shining in their windows, but you're also screwing up natural light patterns for birds, insects, and plants. I could go on and on, but it's all better explained in the attached document. For those of you that comment, "I don't care," over and over, and there are a lot of you, you should care more about your own health and the health of our ecosystem. And for the other 90% of commenters that fearmonger and say it deters crime, you're wrong on that too. It's not preventing a thing. Has a motion light ever stopped someone from swiping something off your porch or deck? No. People will do it in broad daylight and smile right into your security camera. What does a front porch light do? You see people posting about this all the time. Give your neighbors, birds, and plants a good night's sleep, and for the love of God, turn off your darn lights.
252-WCMF, I am in Irondequoit because Tommy is picking from Ben's hole today. Cody is in Hilton. Woody disqualified himself by picking Webster, then saying he wanted Irondequoit. That was the commissioner's call. Jay then jumped right in and picked Webster just to be a dick. Christine ruined the show and then picked Pittsford. Neil is out in Victor's because they like it dark, and they got a lot of tree huggers out there. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
We are going to go with the great neighborhood of Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because I'm taking your logic and Cody's logic, flying them together, and I think Penfield fits the docket pretty well.
You know, you crushed me a second ago, Tommy, for my, you know, when I made my pick for my logic. Everybody's jumping on my logic all of a sudden. What happened?
I don't know.
Because you live here.
No, I'm just taking in the show right now.
You're taking the show?
Paying attention.
Is that what you're doing?
And formulating a plan.
Okay. Oh, are you? You never had a plan for anything in your life.
Oh, I got a plan today,
buddy. You ain't got no plan. You ain't got nothing.
Watch this dunkaroo.
252-WZM. I'm Caleb. Thanks for the call. Let's go with, you know, we were talking about the 19th War turkey.
Yeah.
Also, this man's nickname. Armand's on CMF. Hey, Armand, where are they whining?
Gobble, gobble.
Where are they whining, Armand?
Man, I'm torn between two towns, but I'm going to go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Just because it's a lot of, like, you know, in between, maybe hippie-ish kind of, you know, kind of vibe. And I know they got, like, you know, the wetlands out there in Brighton.
So they got the vibes and the lights.
They got the Brighton wetlands?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got street lights.
No, I don't.
No, but if they have street lights, they're going to be on all the time. So you don't need people to turn their lights off, Armand.
Man, I'm going with Brighton. That's the gut filler. That's the gut.
All right.
That's
you ruined it. I mean, even Tommy, who's been trying to stay silent to not disqualify himself, is making fun of you. That's how you know it's a bad
pick. Tommy, do you like my pick, though? Do you like my pick?
I don't like you. Why would I like your pick?
Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep.
There goes Armand. 252-WCMF. We'll get to the supposed name of the 19th Ward turkey.
Okay.
That'd be Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Oh, hold on. Thad, where are they whining, buddy?
Winton Village.
Winton. Okay, so the Winton neighborhood. Why Winton?
It's close to the east side and a lot of close houses there. So people leaving lights on can bother other neighbors and stuff. So I'm thinking Winton Village.
All right, Kimmy, this is your area. Would you agree with Thaddeus here?
I mean, yeah, the houses are close.
They got the house right on top of each other.
And I do.
They call it
Tech Town. I have to give Thaddeus some credit here because nobody's picked the city yet.
Oh, that's not a good.
Wait a minute.
You're giving him unfair hints.
I said everybody's been bunching.
You're giving unfair hints. Ah, damn it.
We've all been bunching. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just enjoying your show. It's very entertaining.
Thaddeus, we got you for Winton. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Then go with Henrietta.
Why Henrietta? But that was last week, Barber. Henrietta was the winner last week.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Stupid.
Dumbass.
But we've had back-to-back towns before.
Yeah, it's probably happened again. It's probably this week, too.
Well, I picked it because you don't see any rafters of turkeys walking up and down the Jeff. Too well lit.
See, you know what happened? We threw him off because he didn't realize it was last week, and now he is plummeting. He's derailed. It's a disaster. Barber, you're better than that, buddy.
And Duffy, you asked about a hot-looking celebrity who uses a cane.
Yes.
Christina Applegate, buddy, since she had her MS.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That was a really depressing end to this phone call, Barber. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
And a very deep cut.
He's been thinking about that. Just want to point that out.
That was 2 hours ago.
I know.
We're talking about that 2 hours ago.
But the fact that popped into his head.
252-WCMF. Let's get a lady in here to save the show. Rachel, where are they whining?
East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
I don't know. Houses are really close together. People's lights bother other people. Makes sense.
Is there enough wild or like nature area though where people would be concerned about the wildlife?
People complain about anything.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I don't know if you heard this, Tommy. People, they be complaining about everything.
Everything.
All right, Rachel, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to.
When do I get to go?
At the end.
Jesus Christ, man.
What you got to place in mind? Or you're afraid it's going to get picked?
No, nothing.
No, not at all. Okay, good. So I'll keep going. 252-WCMF. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, good morning. I'm going with Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
Because I think it's rural enough that they have that ecosystem she's talking about with the lakefront and all that.
You get that Zirkadia system?
I got a hunch.
All right, you got a hunch. All right, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. You ready?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, good.
To my name's called.
Okay, fine. That's fine. We'll go back
entirely.
To the phones. 252-WCMF.
Take my water.
252-9263. By the way, our ratings have skyrocketed in the last 20 minutes.
So we're up to what? One?
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Barber. And he's got more people with MS he wants to talk about. He's on the hole. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I just want to, Tommy, what was going to be your guess?
My guess is going to be the last one.
Ah, shoot. Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm Steve thought he had you, buddy.
Oh, boy.
He's playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers.
That's right.
You just
I'm
got applegated.
You said what, Steve?
I said I'm going to go with Greece.
Why Greece?
Because it's huge and there's a million people out there. Everybody's going east side, so I'm going to go west side.
Okay, all right, fair enough, Steve. We got you for Greece. Thanks for the call, buddy. All right, only because I'm literally out of time, because
yeah.
I would have loved to keep torturing you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did the town you wanted get picked yet?
I'd like to keep that private.
That's a yes. Okay, so now you're on. Was the second choice picked?
I also would like to keep my answers private.
So we're down to the third choice, maybe fourth. All right, Tommy. Live from Ben's Hole.
Yeah.
It's smelly as hell.
Is that because I'm in it or just in general?
It's an extra terrible smell. You yeah. and Ben's big asshole. Where are they whining?
They're whining in Chai Why You Lie.
Okay, that was easy.
All right, he didn't disqualify himself.
Well, what was the first one you wanted?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? No, here's the
because
thing.
I'm old.
Here's the
thing. I'm old, I can't remember.
I actually believe him. I actually believe he had a town he was going to pick and he doesn't remember. So you're going with Chai Lai. Why Chai Lai?
I got a gut feeling.
Oh,
you know, we like going out there for the Bills games. Great people out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Great people. We enjoy our time.
It's where I grew up. I love Chai Lai.
You grew up in Gates.
I went to Gates Chai Lai.
Your parents couldn't afford Chai Lai. You didn't have Chai Lai money.
You said Chai Lai's busted. You said it multiple
That's
times.
That's how sad your family was.
Good people out there. Busted. Good people. Okay. I am in Irondequoit. Cody is in Hilton. Woody disqualified himself when he picked Webster, but said he wanted Irondequoit. Jay then jumped in like a dick and picked Webster right away. Christine sucks, and she picked Pittsford. Neil went with Victor because they like darkness and they hug trees. Caleb went out in Penfield. Armand was picking between two towns, but he went with his gut feeling. Brighton. Thaddeus is in the Wynn neighborhood, the only city neighborhood pick today. Barber is out in Henrietta, despite the fact that was last week's winner, and he forgot and tried to argue with us that it wasn't last week's win. Rachel is in East Rochester because people complain about everything everywhere these
days.
They do. Mark is out in Canandaigua. Steve is in Greece because it's got a million people in it. And Tommy, down to his fourth, potentially fifth pick, went with Chai Lai because he couldn't even explain why he went with Chai Lai. Are we ready?
I am ready.
Let's do the damn
come
thing,
on.
Kimmy. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Today, a new person enters the Ben Hole. And I think this person, though they had multiple guesses ready to go, they chose the right one because they whined in Brighton!
No kidding, Armand!
Wow.
The 19th Ward Turkey.
I believe this is Armand's fifth star.
What?
So there's a three-way tie for the most stars, buddy.
3 5-star Joes. It's because you said you hated him.
I didn't say I hate him. I just like
no. You
joke
said hate. I hate you.
I said joke.
You said hate. Armand, I hate you.
I joke. Hate.
You said that. That was out of your mouth. All right. Well, now that we know, what was the town you wanted to go with?
I'm not talking to you.
Why? You can't disqualify yourself from a game that's over.
My first pick was Webster.
Okay. But what was your second one though?
My second one. What the hell was it? Though? Went out of my head. God damn it! Oh, Victor.
By the way, that by the rules of the game, he should be disqualified the next 2 weeks.
That's not how it
works.
The game is officially over, man. You've said it yourself. The game is over.
But even if you get disqualified, you don't get disqualified from the next week.
Never
been a thing.
I would like to propose a suspension system.
You're suspended for infinity and beyond.
By the way, he looks like Buzz Lightyear in that tracksuit.
Looks like a retired Buzz Lightyear. And he's got his moon shoes on.
These are so comfortable. Man.
No, I would hope they're comfortable the way they look.
What? This is their style.
No, I mean, I would.
These sneakers, very street.
So we're going to take a break now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Tommy, your biggest thing when it comes to kids and jobs, you want them to grow up and make money.
Yes.
Right? How the hell did we not know these people made this much money, and why are we not all teaching our kids to do this to the best of their ability?
But you only got to do it four times.
Yeah, in a week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we're not a big golf show unless the PGA is in town. And even then, it's just us making fun of the PGA being in town. But over the weekend was the PGA's BMW Championship.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler took that home.
Top guy.
Yeah, comeback win if you missed it. But something was different about how Scheffler was playing golf that week.
Really?
His regular caddy had a family matter to tend to. So he couldn't be there. Needed to find a different caddy.
Okay.
So he trusted his caddy to find someone to fill in for him. Found a buddy of his who knows golf pretty well, called him up, and off he went to go caddy for Scottie Scheffler. And because, as we told you, Scheffler was able to pull out a comeback win and bank $3.6 million.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. The caddy, traditionally, is entitled to 10% of that.
God damn, man.
Wow.
So that means this fill-in caddy, who just got the call because he was buddies with the other caddy, made $360,000.
For a week of walking.
Yes. He made $90,000 a day.
And how hard is it to be Scottie? He's like the top golfer right now, right?
Yeah.
He's cleaning up. So you don't have to even tell him. Because sometimes like they'll help you with your club selection. Like, you know, you don't have to even do that. You just sit there.
Okay, hold on.
You're going to tell Scottie Scheffler, you're the fill-in guy. Hey, Scotty, it's at the right club there, bro.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you're really screwing up there, bro.
So Tiger Woods, even when he was at the top of his game, he had that famous caddy with the mustache. What was his name? Not Fuzz. What the hell was that guy's name? Kimmy, can you? Because it's going to bother me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. He switched caddies because he wasn't getting what he thought he needed from that guy.
Right. Yes. But you're just fill-in guy. Like, you're like a guy that knows a guy. You're just standing there.
No, you're okay. Fair enough.
It's cake. You and I could do that job.
I don't think I
could. All you got to do is put a bag over your shoulder and follow the leader.
Bro, you can't walk 18 holes. End of sentence.
Bro, I could walk 18 holes.
Let alone with a bag over your shoulder.
Your mama was standing at each one.
Got that.
Yeah. Biggest hole in town, man.
What was the name of Tiger's original?
Well, the one he had from 99 to 2011 was Steve Williams.
Before
but
that.
I think the no, this would have been after that.
No, it was 90 when he won.
I think he's just coming up.
96, because I remember I was in a hotel room in Myrtle Beach.
Well, I'll read you the other names. So there's Brian Bell, Rob McNamara, and Mike Fluff Cohen.
Fluff.
Is that what you're thinking of?
That's who it was.
Of?
The Fluffinator.
Right? It was Fluff. He was like an old guy with a big white mustache.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. None of this matters. Nick writes us.
I don't know if he was with. Hold on.
None of this
matters. Oh, yeah. 96, 99.
There you go.
Yep.
Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, Scotty's caddy made more money than Rory McIlroy on the tour last year. That can't be true. Is that true?
No, because he won the Masters.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one tournament.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the tournament.
But Rory didn't do so great last year. Maybe that's why. But I mean, Scotty's been cleaning up lately, so it could. That's possible.
I love how Kimmy refers to him like they're buddies. Scotty's cleaning up, man. I don't know if you heard Scotty. I don't know if you heard about Scotty.
Scotty's doing pretty good.
Scottie Scheffler has been cleaning up lately.
I don't know why you're talking like that. 252 WCMF. A fill-in caddy working for Scottie Scheffler at the BMW Championships this weekend, because Scheffler won, will take home $360,000. That is $90,000 a day. Just to put that in perspective.
God damn.
Was it 4 or 5 days of work? Whatever. That caddy earned around 7 times the average American annual salary that weekend.
Yeah.
7 times the average American
annual salary. It's not even a full week, like you said. You started Thursday.
Thank you. Why did no one tell us growing up being a caddy pays this well?
Like, I wonder, like, if you're just a caddy of a guy that's on tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, middle-of-the-road guy. Just they have guy. To clean up, too.
So let's talk about that. Andrew Novak.
Can't be too bad.
Andrew Novak. He came in last place this week.
Novi?
Yeah. 48th place. He made $70,000. So even his caddy, for a couple of days of work, made $7,000.
Yeah.
And let's say you do that 15 times.
Yeah.
You're over 6 figures.
Yeah.
Just caddying for the worst
golfer.
By the
way, and you're playing the nicest courses. You just follow the sun. You just go where the weather is nice.
I mean, it is a nomad lifestyle, so you probably couldn't have much of a family.
Who needs them?
It's funny, too, because the caddies are all over the place. Like, to your point, like, some of them were professional, you know, golfers. And then there are some that are just buddies of the guy that they've known their whole, like, childhood friends of that golfer. Man. So, I don't... It's a weird range of people.
I mean, the worst guy made $70,000.
Yeah, but I mean, well, he had to make the cut.
Yeah, but I mean, you were still the worst guy out there that on Sunday.
Do you make any money not making the cut? Do you get paid just to go play? Can you Google that?
Or if you get cut, no money at all?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But if you're sponsored, so it doesn't matter.
No, I understand. But if I'm caddying for that guy, do you make nothing?
He's got to throw you a sandwich.
I don't know, but he's driving like a beat up, Toyota Camry.
Yeah, but if I drove all the way to Pebble Beach, right?
Yeah.
And you don't even make the cut, I make no money. I'm asking.
You couldn't
keep
these
guys.
I don't. Well, yeah,
there's got to be a league minimum for caddies.
Okay. So, I mean, it seems like there's huge variation. It says professional golf caddies typically still get paid even if the golfer they are working with misses the cut, but that amount varies. They have a weekly salary negotiated with the player.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what sucks, though. Like, if you're his buddy and you get the 10%, that's great if he wins big.
Yeah.
You're also probably going to have to take it in the shorts on the weekly salary because, we go way back, bro. You're going to charge me all this money? And also, you're not a real caddy. We drank Kool-Aid together when we were 18. 252 WCMF. Tommy said, you said at this point in your life, you could caddy 18 holes.
Yes.
No problem.
All I got to do is carry the bag.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
You make me laugh. You can even walk from parking lot into the grocery store, and then you're going to carry about 40-pound bag for 7 miles.
Yeah, he's right. You can't take the golf cart.
Oh.
And you got to do this every day, by the way. Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think not only that, though. I think the caddy have to pay their own expenses from where he live into the golf course.
Okay, still, if I'm making, let's say I'm averaging $15,000 a week, right?
God damn.
If I'm one of the, that I could still handle that, man. I'll go stay at Hampton Inn and I get free breakfast.
Oh, look at that.
Well, you're not just carrying a bag. You have to know the golfer, and then you have to know, give them advice to the golfer, whatever that golf course they play. So they have to understand about that golf course as well.
So you got that going. Hey, Teddy, when's the last time you walked 18 holes with a bag?
Last year?
No, you didn't, you old ass bitch. Why you lie?
Why you like, talk to the people that I play golf with. I play golf twice a week.
Teddy, how old are you?
68.
You're walking. Okay, you got one of them little carts? You know what I'm talking
about? The one that had the wheels in the back?
Yeah. Carts?
No. The bag is in the cart, and then I walk.
Ah, you bitch! Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Wait, who drives the cart then? I got one of them self-driving carts.
There you go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.